and Bob Hope and Hopsing and Forrest Gump, Telly Savalas and Fabio Eisner and Major Bill Bono and Bullethead Charlie's doing Camelot every day.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Hi, Smash here from KC95 Real Rock Radio in St. Louis. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
No one.
And falling through the snow at a-
That is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace in our time for the new year.
Let's go now. We don't want to keep our friends from the network waiting.
We don't?
No, we don't.
Well, I do. I'm going to keep them waiting.
No, you're going to be a good boy.
It's 3 o'clock from 106.7 WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. 1300 AM WJFK Baltimore. The Don and Mike Show now links up to our powerful Megaton satellite to broadcast to the entire country. This is the Don and Mike National Radio Show.
Let me elucidate here.
The Don and Mike Show is copyright 1995 Infinity Broadcasting. No portion of this program may be reproduced without the express written consent of the copyright owners. All rights reserved. A presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. Produced by WJFK, Washington, D.C.
Why don't you run outside and jerk yourself a soda?
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on my way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK, ain't they jerks?
We're going to play a hiding and finding game with the music. Now, this is what we do. We pretend that you've got some balls, and I'm going to hide them. They might be hidden high up near the ceiling. Or they might be hidden low down on the floor. You don't know where I'm going to hide your balls, but the music will tell you. Now, first of all, shut your eyes while I hide them. Yes, shut your eyes. Now, open your eyes. And dance lightly about, looking everywhere for your ball. The music's going to tell you where your balls are. They may be high up, so that you have to stretch and jump up for them. Or they may be low down, so that you have to pick them up off the floor. Listen. Well, were your balls high up or low down? They were high up. And I hope you've all jumped up and got them. Now, dance round and toss them in the air and play with them. Now, I'm going to hide the balls again. Shut your eyes. Now, open them. And run lightly round, looking everywhere for your balls. Going to find them, and the music will tell you where they are. Listen. Have you found them? Where were they? Yes, this time they were low down on the floor. Now dance and play with them again.
A wop, bop, a loop, a wop, bam, boom.
Oh, Gary.
Oh,
Harry. Come on, Harry. You're up.
Gets worse, Lloyd. My parakeet Petey.
Huh?
He's dead.
Oh. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Harry. What happened?
His head fell off.
His head fell off?
Yeah, he was pretty old.
Oh! That's it. I've had it with this dump. We've got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, just calm down.
What the hell are we doing here, Harry? We gotta get out of this town.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we gonna go?
I'll tell you where. Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are ass. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know what you're up to, mister. Yeah, you just want to go to Aspen and find that girl who lost her briefcase, and you need me to drive you there, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I
so,
right? Am
yeah,
I right, Lloyd?
So? So I want to go someplace where we know somebody who can plug us into the social pipeline.
No, 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 Lloyd. No. I say we stay here, we hunt for jobs, and we keep saving our money for the worm store.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Roy. Isn't Eddie Haskell coming over to walk us over to Messenger's Field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
Jim, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well, hey, you know what? Let me say one thing. In that game, how many sacks did I have that we came back and won?
How many sacks did
yeah,
you have?
Yeah, how many game? How many sacks?
Well, see, but this was back in 1989.
Okay, that was
see,
about
you
six.
May have even been Jim Everett back there, but somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it
twice. You call one more time, we better take a station break.
Well, it's a five-minute segment, or five-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a segments out of
well,
you before.
It's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good
you
to
know,
see you, too.
Because you've been talking like this behind my back for a long
but
time.
But now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problem
well,
with
think
that.
It, I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris, you are the best thing on the radio!
Don and Mike, my brother.
Situation we live through every day with this guy, Mr. Hard to Handle, Mr. Hot Temper.
You just stay out of his way and you're going to do fine.
Mr. Powder Keg, here he is. Now, Mr. Day, what do you want to fight? Here's Buzz Burbank, big bully.
The following program.
Big overdeveloped bully.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Beating up people all the time.
Live! From the fromage room.
Ah, cheese.
Inside the Jelly Center. In scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia.
Wouldn't be petroleum jelly.
Ooh.
Pretties.
These hot cats. It's the Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank. Diana Seelman, Sherry Licker, C.L. Broyhill.
See?
Along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with a need for a parking space. Figure it out.
I have a parking spot.
Not talking to you specifically.
Oh, just in general?
In general.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's the holidays.
All right. I got you.
Shopping
okay.
malls.
Okay.
Oh. All absolute right. pandemonium.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Mr. Relatable.
Today, yet another free trip for two to Hawaii to the NFL Pro Bowl. And someone wins it on today's show. Our board operator from Buffalo makes amends by wearing a barrel and a dunce cap while promoting our show from a downtown location in beautiful Buffalo. Live from San Diego with his annual Christmas message, Dr. James Capers.
Isn't he marvelous?
A review of all the new movies we haven't seen yet.
Two Christmas treats.
Huh?
Two Christmas treats. Another call to the Santa hotline. Plus, an in-studio appearance by the one and only Vinny the Elf.
Hey!
It's back, the Phone Ho Theater.
Hey, you hoes.
We peruse the out-of-work DJ ads to see if we can help a brother DJ find a gig for the holidays. And 1-800-529-9900, the 11 numbers that will change your life. Call now and pony up the $39.99 and prepare to be dazzled with your copy of The World of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM. 25 different rooms of fun, puzzles and mazes, quick time movies, and total frontal nudity with strip trivia. In order to ensure Christmas delivery, you must order now. So use Ein and Finger and call 1-800-529-9900. And your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, or Diners Club card. And thank you, German Hod.
That's very hard.
Along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
We have ways of making you order this CD-ROM. Yes, lay it on me, Big Daddy.
Today, holiday fever.
Got that, Mike.
But enough of that. It's time for the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the big old battle country begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Hey, hey,
Mr. Record Man, what a brilliant evening. Turn up the sound on the record machine. Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks.
Stand up, Sherry.
Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Now, what was Elvis doing in there?
He's going to play the top 10
and the bottom 50.
You know his taste.
It's all so nifty.
So let's start to swing.
Swing.
And let's start to sway.
Sway.
Here comes the guy with
some records to play.
Geronimo and Michael WJFK.
Thank you, singers, and via the Westwood One Radio Network throughout North America, Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara, Buzz, and Sherry. There's Daya. Hi, Dee.
Hey.
There she is, and Rob Spiewak, and Roy Hill, and Alex Cleveland, and Scott the Dwarf, and the Hobbit. You mentioned the disease of the day,
yes.
Holiday fever.
Holiday fever, Don.
How apropos, Christmas now less than 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. It's time to start playing this tape.
Everywhere it's Christmas.
Yeah. The Beatles.
Everywhere.
Christmas. And I'm off to join the
charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Ho!
Everywhere is Christmas.
It's
Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
One more time.
One more time. At the end of every year. If you're hearing that tape for the first time, I'm sure, gosh, that is the cutest tape. Yeah. The Beatles sound so great. Singing that little Christmas song, kind of a Beatles rarity.
Very cute.
I bet you're probably listening, if you're hearing it for the first time, thinking, gosh, I hope Donna might play that again before Christmas comes.
Yeah, will you? Will you play it again?
Trust me, by the time Christmas gets here, you will be screaming for us to stop playing that song.
That's our favorite.
Great. That one and this one, too.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
And not to mention,
I want the hippopotamus for Christmas. I forgot that. Would someone grab me that tape also?
I know it's floating around here somewhere because, of course,
it's the holidays. Yeah, those would be the three holiday tapes that we have in hot rotation. The Beatles, the Elvis Christmas greeting, Three Stooges singing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Hey, Buzz, would you mind flipping open that door to see what the staff of this show is doing right now?
The big door.
Let's see if anybody's there. Empty. Empty desk. There's Diana.
Here's Diana Silman. Hi.
I'm sorry, I was on the other side.
Hi, Mrs. Silman. Could we please have I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Three Stooges.
Absolutely.
The Three Stooges when they were getting on in years.
I'm really ready now. I'm feeling more in the Christmas mood than ever because today started the half days at Bart's school.
Oh, good.
Which means that he's starting to get wound up into this whole Christmas thing.
Yeah. And that's he's at that prime age for it.
And incidentally, I just got to say it again to start the show. What a fantastic guy I am.
Are you really?
What a great guy I am, besides being cool and funny and all the other things that I think. I'm handsome.
Yes.
Natural athlete.
Modest.
Great lover.
Right.
Well, now I'm also the perfect chauffeur.
Yes.
Listen to the life of luxury that my wife leads. Today, because it's a half day for Bart at school, he got out at noon. she couldn't go to pick him up today because she had her book club.
Where they discuss the latest novel?
They come over and they eat their cucumber sandwiches and they...
yum, yum.
And they have their little finger foods and they got their parasols and right. They sit around and they fan themselves a lot and pretend that they're in Gone with the Wind.
Big hoop skirts.
So this morning, here's the routine for me, the working man, the fantastic guy.
Yes.
Up at 5:30. Workout time with Kurt the personal trainer.
Right.
Then a little personal time with the family, little breakfast. Then, as usual, I get in the car and take Bart to school, come back home, do a couple errands around the house, and then all of a sudden it's time for me to turn around and go pick him up again at school.
He's had his half day.
Right, because she was at her book club, and I just got the word moments ago. I got a call from Bart. And he was very excited. And I said, what's the deal? What's so great? Yeah. And he said, hey, we've bought another animal.
You have another animal to add to the menagerie?
Just what we need in my house, because we are waiting for Noah to come by so we can build that huge freaking ark for him.
What type of animal was purchased?
Another bird.
Another bird.
Another bird.
Cockatiel?
I don't know. Keep in mind that the first bird now might as well be stuffed. It might as well be one of those wind-up birds that you get at Spencer Gifts.
Yeah. And why is that?
Well, because the bird is neglected.
Nobody pays attention to the bird?
Nah, nobody pays attention to it, and myself included.
The feathers have lost their luster?
Yeah, well, the bird is just sitting there in the cage, you know, for a while. Bart and Frida, even more so, the Bart, very hot to trot to get this bird. The bird Abigail... Endless hours spent in front of the cage going, hi, yeah. pretty girl. Well, then what happened was we got the new dog.
Yeah.
And when we got the new dog, all focus went away from the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the mindset is, because nobody pays attention to the bird, might as well just buy another bird to keep that bird company, because we're now too busy to pay attention to the bird.
And they've researched it as to whether the particular bird you have will get along with the type of bird they bought, or could it be...
Again,
you know,
I don't know.
Could you come home to a house full of carnage tonight?
I just think it's just more reason my house is going to start smelling like a pet store. You know that very annoying smell that you... And I've decided that smell comes predominantly from wet dog.
Yep.
And the hamsters.
Yeah. In the hamsters, and probably the bird, too, the bird cage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, so
lovely.
That's the big wonderful news from home today. We've got another animal. Gosh, Santa has been reading my mind recently.
So they're going to stick another bird in the cage with the cockatiel and just see what happens.
What happens. Thank you. Thank you, Santa. Thank you so much, Santy. Right. Thanks for making it the best Christmas ever.
No, I saw you when you were pulling into the parking lot today, and I said, there is the happiest guy in the world.
Oh, well, you caught me coming right off the double carpool duty. That's all that was.
You know, what's amazing is that you do the things you do, and there's never, ever a cross word. And I think that makes me almost want to stand up and applaud. Absolutely.
Absolutely right.
You care desperately about the kids, the animals.
Now, I do care about my kid. I do care about my animals.
That's right.
I do even care about my wife.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
I do.
That's good.
Like I said, I'm a fantastic guy.
You do these things.
I just wanted to start the program today by announcing, since no one else has bothered to say this to me, I need this. I need this. I need the self-affirmation.
Yes?
I am a fantastic fellow. That's all I like to say to start the program today.
And if no one's going to tell you, you're going to tell yourself.
Sure, absolutely.
There you go.
You know, I learned from Stuart Smalley, as a matter of fact.
And doggone it, people like you.
Uh-huh. Now, listen, we have a couple of late-breaking situations here on the program. The first late-breaking situation is the dwarf situation. We have, you know Scott the Dwarf, the intern?
Our newest intern.
I invited him to the Christmas party, which is this Friday night. If anybody's thinking about crashing the Crass WJFK Christmas party, it's this Friday night. And invited the dwarf, so he'd be kind of a pick-me-up. And besides, what party is complete without a festive dwarf?
Oh, it'll be terrific. He's going to be a welcome addition to the festivities.
Well, I had thought everything was okay, and even up until, I guess, Monday, when was the last time I saw Scott the Dwarf in person, as he was walking out the door, he said, hey, thanks again for the invitation. I will see you Friday night.
Great. Right.
Well, then, today I hear from you that there have been, you've caught an eardrop of some stuff that's happening.
Well, Scott and I had a conversation as he was leaving the other night.
I don't mean you've caught eardrops. I mean, you were within earshot of hearing.
I have eardrops also, along with my many other medical.
You were within earshot of hearing some people talk about Scott the Dwarf.
Yeah, Scott was very excited, I think it might have been Monday night. When he was leaving,
I think so.
And then I said, well, Scott needs to get some information on the party. And then I was informed that, that there are some restrictions on the interns due to a, of course, this company, a financial reason. The interns are not going to be included in the guest list, and that's what I had heard.
So we're going to, at some point today, see if we can make sure that Scott the Dwarf gets to come to the Christmas party.
I think we've figured out a logical way to make sure that Scott has a place at the table.
Now, we also have news about the CD-ROM to get to in the beginning part of the program. We have Dr. James Capers coming up in a few seconds. I have all kinds of phone numbers for people in Montana.
Yes.
Simply because I am still fascinated by the fact that they don't have a speed limit now.
I want to find out. You know, that guy called yesterday that said that they might still give out tickets, and I want to find out whether that's true or not.
So we're going to be calling people who live in Montana to ask how they like being able to drive just as fast as they want. But the reason we can't talk about any of that stuff right now, the Dwarf or Dr. Capers or the Montana speed limit or the CD-ROM, is because today is the day that in New York State, the board operator of our Buffalo... Oh, hold on, is this him calling right now? Is this WLVL board operator Rob?
Hi, Dad.
No, it's actually Mr. Fantastic Jr.
I can be the WLVL board operator, Bob.
No, that's okay. You can just be yourself, Bart, son of Mr. Fantastic.
With his new bird.
Yep.
Yes. Tell me about...
A new member of the family.
And what is it?
It's a lovebird.
A lovebird. Oh, now you can hear the wonderful sounds that I hear in the background. Imagine, can you imagine yourself being me, as I'm sure you often must do?
The birds.
Go home to all the animals, the animal smell, the dogs biting,
like
fighting.
And my animals.
And then you get Frida playing the piano in the background. Is that
you're George Bailey?
Is that mommy playing the piano?
Yeah.
Yeah. So who does
play better than her?
What?
She said so. I can play better than her.
Who decided to get the bird? Was it you or was it Mom?
My mom. She went out to get pet food and get her pictures developed. The pictures of me with the Santa Claus hat and the two dogs.
Yeah, and then she...
When she went to the pet store to get pet food, she saw Penny.
She saw Penny?
Yeah, that's her nickname.
Penny the lovebird?
Yeah.
Is Penny going to go in the same cage as the cockatiel?
Yep, already is.
Oh, now, really? Did Mommy or you ask the person at the pet store if...
I wasn't with Mommy.
Did Mommy ask if the two birds get along?
No.
Hmm.
And wait right there. I'll ask Mommy.
No, that's okay. Barney.
At the store, did you ask if cockatiels and lovebirds get along?
I'm going to go into that cage now and see like a blue feather in the cockatiel's mouth.
Did you hear that?
No. What did she say?
She said, yeah, they got along good.
Okay.
They had them together in the cage in the store.
All right. Well, look at that. We've got another animal. Well, make sure you.
How many we have now?
Make sure you thank Mommy for me for bringing another animal into the home.
We have six animals.
We have six animals. Yes, we do. No, hold on. We have more than six. There's the two dogs, two hamsters,
yes,
a cat, and two birds.
I forgot about the cat.
Yeah,
seven,
that makes
another,
seven.
You need another cat. Yeah, for a nice even number. Nice eight.
Seven. Two of everything.
All right, we'll see. I love you.
Well, now it's very weird. Because Brandy sort of wants to eat Clink because it's getting on nerves. Clink wants to eat Furball. Furball wants to eat Cockatiel.
It's all one big plan. Each animal wants to eat another one of the animals.
The food chain.
Right.
Okay,
we have our own mini food chain.
All right, Mr. Half Day, I got to go back to work.
Oh,
I love you. I'll see you when I get home.
Killing my piano time.
What?
I started practicing, and then she came in and started doing duets with me. And now she's practicing, and I'm not.
Okay, well, why don't you go watch some TV?
I can't. Mommy says I can't do that until I practice piano.
Get my pen out here. Just taking some notes.
Well, why don't you go watch TV until Mommy's done playing the piano so you can play the piano, too?
Daddy?
Yes.
Let me go to Blockbuster until I clean my room.
Well, didn't we have this discussion on the way home from school today?
No.
I told you that going to Blockbuster is Mommy's decision.
Yeah.
Well, then go clean your room.
Mm.
Come on now. Okay? All right. Can you bottle this wine for me?
What?
Can you bottle this wine for me?
Got the pen out again. I like that one.
You mean Daddy wants wine?
No, you know what I mean. You've heard me say that before.
No, I've never heard you say that.
Never heard that before. It's entirely new. Okay, Daddy's got to go.
It's entirely new material.
All right.
It's entirely different.
I will see you tonight. Goodbye now.
Dad?
Yeah, come on, Barty. I got to go.
Did you say you meant the German ambassador?
Yes, yes. I told you the other night when you were singing at the German embassy.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, yeah, I talked all about it. I imagined he was a wonderful man.
I am sure.
Okay. Daddy's got to go to work now.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Half days all this week?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, all this week.
I do like the bottle this wine line. I am going to jot that down for a future reference.
And he was simply putting on a show. He has heard that many times before. That is a standard father-to-son put-down line.
So he was performing a little bit there.
Yes, from generation to generation. Now, the guy in Buffalo, he's wearing a barrel right now. You know what? We got to do commercials first. Yeah. All right, we'll break for commercials. We'll come back, and he should be out now.
Freezing.
Rob, the board operator from WLVL, is wearing a barrel, a dunce cap, and has a megaphone. He's in front of the main entrance of the Lockport Mall on Transit Road.
Good time of year for that.
In Lockport, New York, if you'd like to go by and pelt him with some fruits and vegetables and make sure that he's promoting the show as he has promised to do today, that's where he is, in front of the main entrance of the Lockport Mall, Transit Road in Lockport. We'll start the program there when we come right back. Oh, and we've got I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And Dr. James Capers online in the next hour or two. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hey, yeah.
All American boys who bleed red, white, and blue. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, hey. Yes. Howdy, hi. We're back. Thank you so much. Let's call the guy in Buffalo right now. Actually, he's right outside Buffalo in Lockport, New York.
Rob in a barrel.
Rob is his name. Diana tells me she just spelled it R-O-B-B out of habit.
Ah.
So used to writing down Rob's name. Because, you know, she spends hours and hours with a big legal pad just writing Mrs. Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, and she also handles all of Rob's correspondence.
Mrs. Diana Spiewak.
Oh, God.
Mrs. Robert Wadhams Spiewak, endlessly on a pad of paperback.
She was tremendously broken up when he got engaged.
A girl can dream.
Well, as Diana said, engagement and schmagement.
That's right.
And that's exactly what she said.
Doing everything in her power to make sure that wedding doesn't come off.
And then she said, oranges, smoranges. Who cares?
Who cares?
Oranges, smoranges. Who cares?
Then she did the lemonade song.
Hello. Cello. Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
Is this Rob?
This is he.
All right, now here he is, a man of his word.
We give you a round of applause, Rob, but of course you're doing this to repay us.
That's true.
We begrudgingly give you credit for being a man of your word. Here is Rob. Rob, would you please describe the outfit you have on now, my good man?
Well, I have on shorts and boots, and I've got a nice big barrel with a huge orange fluorescent sign that says, "Listen to the Don and Mike Show on 1340 WLVL," with bumper stickers all over it. I have a festive Christmas dunce cap, red and green, with Don and Mike kick ass written on the top of it.
Excellent. Beautiful.
And suspenders holding up the barrel, and I'm walking around just yelling at people and getting strange looks. It's great.
Are you topless?
I am topless. My nipples are hard.
Man. What would be the temperature in Buffalo?
I got lucky today. It got up to a full 18 degrees.
Yeah, 18 degrees.
Very light wind, so windchill's only about 8 or 9 right now.
Oh, wow.
And listen, because of this, we decided rather than... who is that?
Oh, this some ladies driving by.
Good. Rather than have Rob out there all day catching pneumonia, he's only going to be out there for 1 hour today.
Okay.
But we're hoping that in the 1 hour he can convey all of the good tidings that we have for the people of the Buffalo area.
Yeah, and we also checked our medical book that indicated 1 hour, plenty of time to get hypothermia.
Now, great. I'll be looking forward to that.
Now, Rob, you realize that today we're going to be giving away another trip to Hawaii on the show.
I definitely won't be calling. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's what I want to make sure. That's what I want to hear. So when we give away the trip to Hawaii today, what are you going
to
do?
Yell out to everybody to listen to the Don and Mike Show, and that I'm an idiot.
There you go.
Okay.
Seems like he's gotten his instructions and he's following them.
I wonder if Rob has any words of advice for the other board ops who may be considering calling in today.
Keep pushing buttons and don't do a thing. Don't even call home. Don't even touch the phone.
That's a good idea. Just keep pushing the buttons.
Just don't say a thing. Well, which part of the mall are you by there, Rob?
Right at the main entrance where everybody's walking in to do their Christmas shopping.
What store are you by? What are the anchor stores on?
Transit Road. It's a very main... it's a main drag. Everybody knows what that is. Just right up Transit Road.
Transit Road. Well, listen, will you walk up by the main doors there and get in a conversation with someone as they are leaving the mall and their holiday shopping?
Okay, you'll have to bear with me because I'm waddling like a duck in this barrel.
Okay,
I'm going to...
Let me get someone. You want someone walking in or walking out?
You're looking for Rob to make some converse,
yes,
right?
Yes, what we would like to do is to grade you now on your showmanship, your ability to sell the show.
How you doing? Can we talk to you on the radio right now? Why not? You can listen to the Don and Mike show. Here, we got someone here. How are you doing today? You just get done shopping?
No, hardly.
Hardly? Why not?
Because I have to go get my kids.
Where are you going? Wait, let us talk to you.
Rob, no. Rob, you do the talking.
Right, hang on. Where are you going? Everybody's looking at me like I'm a raving lunatic and running like I...
Wonder why.
Yeah, no
guy wearing a barrel in 18-degree weather with a big dunce cap on.
And this is like your seventh week in the radio business.
I don't close the door. Yeah, come on. I'm a nice guy. I'm not that crazy. He just locked his door.
Terrified people in their vehicles.
I got these two people coming here. I'm going to try to...
accost them.
We've got somebody here. All right, how you doing today?
Hi.
All right. Wait, don't leave.
All this happening right now in Lockport, New York.
Shopping with all your kids here?
No, I just came by because I heard you.
Just came by to see us on the radio. Great, we appreciate it.
Very good.
All right, good.
You listen all the time.
Great, this is an easy place to find, right? Everyone knows
where it is. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
All right, great. Hey, thanks for listening.
Hey, let me talk to that lady.
Hang on a second. You turn your radio down and he wants to talk to you.
Hey, hello?
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, what's your name, lady?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, can you please describe what the guy Rob looks like for us?
Okay, well, he's got a hairy chest. He's got red suspenders on and a black suspender, a brown barrel that says, "Listen to Don and Mike." And he's got WLVL stickers all over him. And he's got a dunce cap on that says, "Kick ass."
And he caught your eye as you were leaving the mall?
No, I heard him on the radio and I drove by.
Oh, there you go.
Gotcha. But either way, he's an eye catcher. He's a showstopper.
He sure is, and he's going to get awful sick.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, we're counting on that.
Well, we hope so.
That's right.
As sick as he can possibly get in an hour.
Oh, you don't want that.
We're going to cram all of the sickness we can into 60 minutes for Rob.
That's right. And, of course, if he gets really sick, no, we're not going to do anything.
No.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. We listen all the time.
We appreciate it. We give the phone back to the lunatic?
Okay, here he is.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else I need to assault?
Now, Rob, you stay with it. Keep selling the show, and we will call you back, if not right at 4, shortly after 4 o'clock to relieve you of duty.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye.
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 Well, you know, in 18-degree weather with a wind chill of 9, again, it looks like he's enjoying himself.
He has a better attitude than some of the other people. I think specifically about the people from the Tampa radio station.
Absolutely.
That had to perform some community service for the show.
And that was in sunny, warm Tampa.
Yeah. Oh, and look at this. Look what we found. Happy holidays. Now Christmas is here.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Don't want a doll. No dinky tinker toy.
You know, we don't know the words for this, do we? We only know.
No, we haven't memorized just the first part.
The first line.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use dirty chimney food. Bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. See me now on Christmas. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceros. I only like hippopotamus.
Well, there it is.
Hippopotamus will only do.
Want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Not to be confused with. Hey!
Everybody, it's Christmas!
It's Christmas!
Everybody,
sing it!
London,
Paris, and New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Everywhere it's Christmas!
And I'm off to join the charge!
Oh.
Everywhere is Christmas!
At the end of every year!
Oh, everywhere is Christmas!
Christmas,
the end of every year.
Everywhere is Christmas at the end of every year.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah,
I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Mm-hmm. All right, check Scott Rob out.
Right.
Scott is the dwarf. Rob is the guy who's wearing the barrel up in Buffalo.
Right, Rob won't be coming to our Christmas party.
But Scott will. Rob wearing a barrel in front of the main entrance to the Lockport Mall that's on Transit Road in Lockport right outside Buffalo. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good...
Broadcasting live from the shallow end of the gene pool, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
You know, we've been getting calls and faxes from people about the trip to Hawaii.
Yes, everybody wants to go Hawaii this time of year.
Wondering if they should do what we ended up doing last week, which was failed at the end of the show because the guy in Buffalo, if they should keep track of everything that happens on today's program.
Well, you're not promising anything, are you?
Can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe not. Probably be a good idea to listen either way.
Could be.
Buzz Burbank has been doing some research. Just handed me this bulletin. There is a point on the wind chill index at which exposed flesh freezes.
Yes.
This would be a message just for Rob up in Buffalo.
Okay.
If the temperature in Buffalo drops to 15, and he told us at last count it was 18 degrees.
18 degrees, yes, with the sun going down.
If the temp drops to 15 and the wind blows at 15 miles an hour, the wind chill is minus 11. And that is the point at which flesh freezes.
So there's a chance that maybe Rob would lose a foot or a hand.
At the very least, a nipple.
A nipple.
Perhaps his nipples would fall off.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rob. We're going to have to take your nipple.
And, of course, when if we were playing the word association game, if the word nipple comes up...
You mean like the word that pops into my head first? Aline.
See, with me, it's Dr. Dr. James Capers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. Doc?
Dr. Cape?
Not rich of put up my credit card. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Here he is. Here's Dr. James Capers. When I think nipple, I think Dr. Capers.
Of course.
Oh, my. How are you doing, gentlemen, today?
How are your nipples, Dr. Capers?
Well, last time I checked, they was fine.
Dr. Capers, the good news for you, you're in San Diego, right?
Yes, that's correct.
The good news is we have got a radio station in San Diego that has picked up our show, and I think we're starting there any day now.
Oh, my goodness, you mean I'll be broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Show
yes.
from San Diego?
Yeah, you'll be able to actually have the people there hear you on the radio.
Well, heavens to Niagara Falls.
Oh, Doctor, you always sound like you've got a little extra energy during the Christmas season.
I want you to know that I have more than energy. You know, there's only 3 days out of the year that the doctor actually channels the lucky lotto numbers. And the next 3 days, I will be channeling the lucky lotto numbers. Not only the lotto numbers, but the precise date in which people can play to win.
This was your big Christmas message you faxed us about?
Well, let me tell you something. Everybody wants to go to Hawaii. Why not hit the lotto number and buy a trip?
All right, doctor. I will play into your game. What is the winning pick three number for tonight in the District of Columbia?
Well, now you have to remember, each person has what is called a biorhythm, and the biorhythm means exactly when is the best time that their luck is the highest point in the period within 1 year.
That would be me because I got to take my child not only to school this morning, but home from school, double carpool duty, and we bought another animal. So today I consider myself to be the luckiest man.
Believe me, that seems like a high ball rhythm to me.
So you use the rhythm method today.
I consider myself gentlemen, very lucky today.
Now, during the process of that time, instead of people who usually played lotto number like every week, they can save their money and find out the exact week to play and win.
Hey.
And I want you to know that in the last 2, 3, 4 days, I've been giving these lotto numbers out, and we've had 10 wins out of 14 bets.
Now, are you actually giving numbers out, or are you telling people when to play?
Actual lotto numbers.
All right.
Hey, three
Doc,
picks, and I only do it 3 days out of the year. Now,
Doc,
we had some preliminary people that...
Yellow. That's a question for you.
Yes.
I keep calling you Dr. James Capers. What kind of doctor are you? I have forgotten again.
You forget so easily.
Well, yes, I am.
not that kind of doctor. Now, I have three different doctorates. I have a doctorate in metaphysics, a PhD in religious studies and counseling emphasis, and I have a DD, and that's in divinity.
You're a BD?
A DD!
A DD.
Well, I want you to know that most of your listening audience usually calls me.
What is
so
a
we
DD?
Have a big following in your geographical area on your station.
Doctor of Divinity.
I want those people
religious
to know degree. Today
oh,
that
gotcha.
We're giving these lotto picks for a $25 donation for a 3 to 5 minute call.
All right, now hold on.
Lotto number.
Hold on. Now, we're giving you the free advertising here. You'll have the people call. What I want to know right now, I meant that seriously. I considered it today to be a very lucky day for me.
Well,
what are the three numbers?
Your most luckiest day is February 13th, 14th, and 15th. That's what I'm getting your highest vibration.
You're giving that to Don right now, February 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I can't
yeah,
wait.
That's the highest vibrations that I'm getting. And that is a great time for you. And the number that I'm getting for you that stands out most for me is 394.
Don, write it down. Be sure you write it down. You're not jotting anything down.
Mike, I think you'll find on February 13th, I'll be going to the bank to withdraw my entire savings account. Because I'll be playing 394.
No, don't be greedy. Just get with the things that you need.
Right,
and the other thing is that is the highest time for things of positivity and money to come to you.
What's hey,
please
Doc.
Please remember. Now,
Doc.
You got to scream.
Doc! I want to know what's my number. Give me my number. What are my best days?
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm getting for you.
I want bubble, I want bam boom.
Oh, I'm getting April. April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
How about anybody for today?
Okay, wait.
How about Sherry? Talk to him, Sherry.
The number that I'm getting for him is
6-6-6.
Four.
Oh, okay, thank God for that.
Hey,
okay.
How about Sherry? Maybe today's Sherry's lucky
day. Do I have any good news coming?
Well, let's see, dear. Give me the month and the day of your birthday.
8/16.
8/16. Well, basically what I'm getting for you today is that within the mid part of January, there should be some good news from the 10th to the 15th.
Okay.
All right, listen, hold on. I want to know the lottery numbers for today. There must be somebody listening to the show right now throughout America who for today is their lucky day.
Well,
give me three numbers right now.
Well, I can only give it to the person with their biorhythms. Now, if someone calls in today that I can get it, I can give it to them.
How do you know what their biorhythm? You sense that over the phone?
Yeah, I sense the energy over the phone, and I feel it. And I want you to know, gentlemen, I'm really feeling like an octopus today.
Feel it, doctor. Excuse feel it.
What do you yes.
What do you mean you're feeling like an octopus?
My power seems to be elevated to the highest point. It's usually elevated from the 10th till about the 25th at its highest point of the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is this a natural energy?
Well, it basically happens once a year where the elevation occurs based upon, I guess, my chemical makeup.
Don't you think it's funny just hearing him talk?
I love listening to him talk.
He sounds so much like Little Richard.
From the 10th to the 25th in December.
Right, you eat a big lunch today, Doc?
You have a big lunch?
Have I had a big lunch? Well, I'll tell you one thing. When my bowel rhythms are high, I don't eat because I like to keep a clear channel.
How are your bowel movements?
Well, I guess last time I checked, they were fine.
Okay, all right.
I bet they were.
So listen, what about this fax that you sent us saying urgent Christmas?
Oh, yes. We are also raising funding for people who are children and homeless people this Christmas for Christmas baskets and toys for tots for underprivileged children. So those of you who are calling in today to get your lucky lotto number, you're going to be blessed, and as well as blessing others, those donations will be going to feed homeless people and also toys for children who are disadvantaged.
Now, out of the $25 that someone would give you for the lottery numbers, are you going to take a percentage of the $25?
Absolutely not. Every single solitary dime will go towards the fundraising. And I want you to know, gentlemen, and those of you who have called the doctor before, which we've had hundreds and hundreds of calls from your listener audience, you know how accurate the doctor is. He's hot today. Give us a call.
Yeah, he's hot.
Well, now, would there be some documentation that all of the money that you receive?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, everyone who will donate this $25 today to get your lucky lotto number and your date, you will receive a tax-exempt letter from the temple of your donation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you may apply it for your tax income at the end of the year.
Now, right. Now listen, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Is there something that you'll send the people that will show the money went to Toys for Tots or
Absolutely.
To feed homeless?
At the end of the year after Christmas holiday, they will be receiving our stats and some photographs of the people who they've helped.
There you go. No. I guess we'll have to send our auditors out there, too.
I don't know.
Absolutely, gentlemen. We welcome everybody.
How long is this offer good for, Dr. Capers?
Oh, yes. We're only doing it for 3 days and 3 days only.
Only three
and,
days.
That's it. Just wow. 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and the next day. And our lines are open, and our operators are on standby for all callers. So if you want to call, it's 1-800-352-2913. Now, those of you who can't call by and have a credit card donation, feel free to write us at our post office box.
Uh-huh.
And the post office box number is Post Office Box 2069, San Diego, California. Now, make your checks out to. Make your checks out to Temple of Divine
Power. Hold on. That was me drumming my hands.
He tends to sell more like everybody else during the Christmas holidays.
What happened to the good old days when we would call him and he would like talk about dead celebrities he's talked to?
You know, I bet if you got him back on the line and you asked him simply for a fire and brimstone sermon without any plugs, since he's given us all his plugs, we'd get the real energetic Dr. Capers.
Plus, I don't know about this thing with the money.
The buyer beware. You know, buyer yeah. beware. And we offer you that. We don't in any way endorse anything the doctor says. We simply, if you want to call him, call. You're on your own on that.
Besides,
one.
Listen, if you really want to help somebody who needs it, 1-800-529-9900. That's how you send the money to the most deserving people.
Aye, there's the rub.
This holiday season.
Right there.
Give the Don and Mike College Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Two wonderful children
yep.
will be going to college sometime in the next decade.
Only the finest schools.
And you can ensure that. Okay, hi, Doc.
You guys are great. Hey, I love you.
hey, Doc. Doc, give us one of your fire and brimstone sermons.
Yeah, come on now.
Tweak it up.
I'll
for the holidays.
One.
Come on,
I'll
go for it. Go for it.
Listening audience, if you want a new car, you want a new house, if you want to own your own business, if you want a trip to Hawaii, call me right now. 1-800-352-2913. And the Bible says, blessed is to give than to receive. Call right now. If you're tired of not having money, if you're tired of not having a chance, or tired of not getting the breakthrough, I dare you to call the doctor.
Amen.
That lucky lotto number.
Bravo.
Okay. All right, very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Thank you, doctor.
You know, he's
Thank
almost
you
as
guys.
Well, you know what? He's almost as good as that tape. Hold on.
We're going to play a tape for you, Doc, and we're going to see how you compare to this individual giving a sermon.
I don't know if this is a tape. It's either Oral Roberts or Jerry
right.
Falwell.
Okay.
The one that goes, I am the truth.
Play that for the doctor.
Okay, listen. Now, here's a guy who can really do a sermon. I believe this is Oral Roberts. One of these guys. Here it is.
I am the truth.
That's Oral Roberts.
We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen.
And it's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
That's strong and nice and clear.
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, that's right. You like that?
I love a good sermon, and I absolutely adore a wonderful presentation.
Uh-huh.
But don't forget,
what?
You will be helping a lot of poor,
right.
disadvantaged children.
Yeah, we understand. We got that before,
people.
Doc.
All right.
We got that one before. That's terrific.
I got
another
one for you. You should aspire to be like this man. Now, here's a great preacher. Here's a great scam artist.
In the name of Jesus,
Ernest
we
Ainsley.
Create the eardrums.
Yeah, yo.
Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
Hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
Yes, if I knew what you'd say.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you preach on Sunday, Dr. Cabers?
Oh, yes. We have temples in San Diego and New York and New Jersey and Japan and Australia and also in New Zealand.
What kind of car you drive, Doc?
Oh, I just drive a modest little car.
What kind?
Modest little Cadillac?
I drive a 1993 Probe.
A probe.
Yeah, a little tiny old car, about 16,000.
Oh, all right, okay. I'm just trying to check out the lifestyle. Do you have a big flowing robe on right now? Do you have a gold diamond on every finger?
No, but you need to know that Dr. Capers, for the last past 4 to 5 years, has been a multimillionaire. He's had his own businesses.
Dr. Capers.
Yes.
You're talking about yourself in third person.
I'm just saying, I've had my own personal funding, and the actual church was started off of that funding.
So are you a millionaire right now?
Well, after establishing the temple, the question and the answer is no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But I will say this.
Yes. Yeah.
Every dime that we have given, I am absolutely glad to see someone get out the gutter, to see one child maybe receive 3 or 4 toys.
That's terrific.
To see one person dry up from drugs, to see one person give their life to Christ and come out.
I am the truth.
All right, that's great.
We take Jesus
and
we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen.
Amen. Gotcha. All right, Dr. Capers. Are you there?
Oh, yes, I am, gentlemen. It was so wonderful to be with you today. And I want you both to know that I have been getting hundreds of calls from your listeners.
Right,
they all love you so much.
We got to go. We've got a guy in a barrel up in Buffalo, and it's 18 degrees, and it's very near frost and freeze for him. So we're going to go talk to him now.
And okay, don't forget, callers. Call me at 1-800-352-2900.
Enjoy your holiday season, Dr. Capers.
And expect something special from the doctor, gentlemen. I'll be milling it out to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now, Doc.
Bye. Hope it's not wrapped in foil.
Dr. James Capers.
Yeah. He a bit more of a hard sell than he normally is.
Absolutely. Yeah,
well, he knows the holidays.
Knows the power of the show.
Yes, he does.
He knows it works.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we get on in San Diego?
Just wait.
Yeah, it's Dr. Capers again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Handedly keeping Disney out of the D.C. metropolitan area. Don and Mike.
Here we are, and there you are in Wichita, Kansas. Thank you for listening on KQAM. All the way in Worcester, Massachusetts. Every day from 3 till 7 on 98.9 XX WXXWFM. And thanks for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. We'll take your phone calls here in a couple of minutes, rotating random phone scans. Still have a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
To give away today the triumphant return of a phone ho theater on the program. We'll call the channel hotline today, like it or not. Vinny the Elf will be making his first appearance.
Yeah, I understand he is in the building.
Today is already the 13th of December, and that little runt has not come in yet.
Yeah, he just posted, and he doesn't look. He looks like he always looks this time of year.
Drinking
that cunning little runt.
Oh, he's terrible.
He had. That's an old joke, isn't it? I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 13th of December. Today's the first day that Vinny will be coming by also.
I hate it when you use those Native American names.
And the out-of-work DJ hotline. We'll get to that in a couple of seconds, too. Who's calling us here? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I had a question. Today, I was looking on my calendar. I saw today was my mother's birthday, and I saw it was Charlie's birthday. And I was wondering, do you think Charlie could call up my mom and wish her a happy birthday?
Today's Charlie's birthday?
December 13th.
Yeah.
Nope, we forgot it. Well, Charlie's not here, sir.
He's not here. He might be in tomorrow.
But do you think he can call up my mom anyway?
Oh, you're an idea guy.
No.
Call your mom yourself. Here's what you do. Call your mom and go, hey, it's me, Charlie Stoic Stavulak. No problem.
The magic wouldn't work without Charlie.
All right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
That sounded exactly like him, Don.
As I'm always telling you, Mike, you can't be replaced.
Hi, this is Charlie. I got a big thing.
Charlie the train wreck.
So, how come you didn't tell me today's Charlie's birthday, huh?
I didn't know.
Anybody remember?
I did.
Yeah, Sherry bought Charlie a gift.
I was gonna get him a card, but then I thought you'd think I was stupid because I got you.